الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has given for the people of Iman Quran as an inspiration. Every surah, every ruku, every ayah comes with its own lesson. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bring that day that we can take our answers, we can find our solutions, we can take enjoyment in the meaning of Quran. So wherever we go, we repeat the same message. Make an effort. Read a reliable tafsir of Quran. This is a miracle that has come in our hands. Make an effort where someone can teach you the basic meanings of how to relate with Quran in the Arabic language. Nothing is hard when a man makes an effort towards difficult things. Difficult things become easy. Learning the Arabic language for Quran is not difficult at all. It just needs a system. Whoever will establish the system today for everyone, for the young, the old, and inshallah the next generation will grow up learning, understanding the meaning of Quran from the time they in class 1, class 2, class 3. When they will reach our age, they will wonder how is it possible people could ever read Quran and they never knew the meaning of Quran. What weakness one has, he must make sure the one after him doesn't have that weakness. There were those fathers who never knew how to swim. So they made sure their children learned how to swim. Yeah. When that child grows up, you won't understand how can someone not know how to swim. You jump in the water, you swim. He needed his father to tell him, you know, your father also had to learn. You never learned because he taught you when you were young. You taught the next generation when they were young. One group has to make the effort. That group is me and you. To create a system where we can learn Quran in the Arabic language. In a nice manner, in a proper manner, Allah has blessed us with scholars. Everyone says, I got no time. But when you ask him, did you have lunch? Everyone had lunch. You say, let's do the Siamik brunch. So cut off breakfast and cut off lunch. Two meals become one meal brunch. And in the little time that you saved, create a small lesson of how to understand Quran. Tell the Imam of the Masjid, you also stop having breakfast and lunch. Come to the Masjid and have a 5-star brunch. The Masjid will provide it. You'll have your dars in the Masjid. You learn. In our place, we teach it 4 times a week, 45 minutes to 1 hour. And in 1 year already we saw the results where people can relate with Quran. May Allah make it all can relate. The old, the young, everyone. The surah we will discuss is Surah An-Naml. Naml means the ant. Every surah got like a theme which the whole surah speaks about something but it brings you to a climax. Many a time when they named the surah, they named it because of that. That it climaxes with this one point. This surah brings it to a top. But the issue of the ant. So first to understand what happened with the ant and then to understand what message the surah is giving us. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabarakala had blessed him and his father Dawood alayhi salam with the unique kingdom. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is most likely, when I say most likely, meaning this is not a proven fact, but high possibility is that the one who chained what we call Dajjal was Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. The scholars even wrote, Dajjal is like a jinn. And others explain, no, he's a man in the light of the ahadith. He's a man and in the light of ahadith, he's like a jinn also. Meaning he's not a normal jinn, he's not a normal man, Dajjal. like a jinn which moves in the body of a man. That is why a day will come where you're going to see not a jinn, you're going to see a man. And you're not going to see a scary looking man, you're going to see a normal looking man. So those people who in their eye are waiting for a scary looking demon with one eye in the center, you'll tell him, you watch too much movies, cartoons, comic books. You never saw Dajjal in the light of ahadith. You saw him in the light of novels. In the light of ahadith, Dajjal is not even called Antichrist. Antichrist means someone who is against Isa al-Islam. In the light of ahadith, Dajjal is called Al-Masih al-Dajjal. That imposter, liar, fake, who will act like Isa al-Islam. I want you to think of the difference between you waiting for someone who hates Jesus. It's like when man comes in, he's got his tattoos, he's a hey guy. He's a hate Jesus. That's Antichrist. And if you have one person walking in with a smile, with a shine, with a robe, looking down, meeting young children, meeting the old, then he, you call him, you look like Jesus. He said, you look like Jesus. And he smiles. That is the golden smile of the devil. Dajjal is Al-Masih al-Dajjal. When the world will see him, they will see a person who will say, me, I got nothing to do with being Jew, Christian, Muslim. We're all brothers. We are all brothers. We can work towards one faith. Let's call it an Abrahamic faith. We're all the sons of Ibrahim, are we not? And he will show himself when the world is fed up with war. At the moment, I think everyone is fed up with war. Especially those people who wanted to go for Umrah and the war stopped the Umrah. They really fed up with war. If they see Dajjal say, I stopped the war, I hug you also. Hug you. There's a law at the moment. It's a Dajjali system makes so much war in the world that the world gets so fed up with war. They will be ready to accept peace at any price. No matter what the consequences to be. No matter who heads the movement for peace. No matter who heads it. As long as there's peace. Because if the price of petrol and diesel goes up, our heart pressure goes up also. Every day we drive past, we're looking now, is it going up again? There's a war taking place. Whether the war is happening on Iran, and you have to understand, like, never let emotions judge and push us. Allah wanted that we must have balance. Balance, number one, our love and our justice. Quran says, لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمْ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. When you don't like someone, you still have to be just. And on the other side, emotions mustn't make us fall in love. Emotions mustn't make us fall in love. The regime of Iran, whether people like to hear it or not, you have to understand it, it was not a Islamic regime. If you had to see what had happened in Syria, we were not able to go to Gaza, but Syria is open for everyone. Now it's not open. Go visit Syria. When you visit Syria, you will understand what I mean. People bombed Syria like how they bombed Gaza. But when you will ask who bombed you, you will get a shock in your life. Who bombed? So they also bombed. But the innocent people of Iran never bombed. But the government bombed. That is why when the Syrians are celebrating now, you wonder like, why are you celebrating? You don't blame them. They saw those people kill their parents. They saw. When you meet a man, he said, you know me, I lifted up the flag of Iran once upon a time. And when the bombing came, I got a shock that they bombed me. They bombed me. So when you see it, they say, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ. There is nothing like seeing it for yourself. If Syria is an open country, sometimes you say, go search for the truth. When you see the truth, you get a shock. But on the other side, if you don't like the government, for the people, you must feel sorry. No matter who is living in that country, Christian, Jew, whoever it is, when a bomb falls, there's a child crying, there's a woman crying, there's an old man, there's an old woman, you have to feel it. But our nature is such, when this war is carrying on, we got no feelings. We only worried about petrol, diesel, my holiday. Is my holiday coming, not coming, holiday coming. No one got feeling anymore. This world has become such, they say, dunya be wafa. This world got no feeling, be wafa. That life will just carry on, like as long as the war stops and the petrol price don't go high, I'm happy. Like, who won, who lost? History got a lot of stories. Whether all the stories in history are true, I won't know, but I've read a lot of history. One story in history when Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu were fighting. It was a very big battle in Islam. Huge battle. It was a thing that made the hearts bleed. Now history, as I told you, whether it really happened or not, history got a lot of stories. But they say there was a man called Qais. We know him as Majnun. And there was a girl called Layla. He was in love, so Majnun means mad, madly in love. Majnun Layla. So Qais was waiting there when the armies were returning. So someone said to him, like, what? Like, you're waiting here. You're looking for news. He said, you got any news regarding Layla? So the guy said, the army is coming back. Are you not going to ask who won? So he says, who's supposed to win? So he says, if the winning of that army will be the benefit of Layla, then I'm so happy. And if Layla is going to not benefit, then I'm so sad. For his life was Layla. Me and you became Majnun. Our business, our wealth, our holiday became our Layla. We also lost in this. So whatever war is carrying on, please stop the war now. Why? I need to go for my holiday next week. My holiday next week. Allah Pak, stop the war. Allah Pak, stop. Please stop the war. Why? People are dying. I don't know, but by next week, please stop it. This week, we can have a few bombs, no problem. Allah Ta'ala create a feeling in our hearts of humanity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved this. He hated to see anyone in pain. It couldn't. When war takes place, it's not only soldiers who now die. It is now innocent people. When you go to ever do a distribution of aid, at that time you realize it makes no difference who the man is. In this country, if I saw him, I wasn't in his masjid, he wasn't in my masjid. Two brothers, we couldn't see each other. When you go on the ground and people are intense, and it's a woman and it's a child, child's leg is broken, at that time you just say, this is called demonic war. Shaitani war is a war where bombs fall, not on the battlefield, but it falls on people who don't even know why the war is carrying on. They don't even know. So that was out of the topic. But just explaining about Sulaiman alayhi salam. If they say, who locked up the jal? They say most likely it was Nabi Sulaiman. For which reason the shaitani world, the jali world hates Sulaiman alayhi salam. They hate him. When they say the temple of Solomon, you'll think they like Sulaiman. They hated him from the beginning. They were the ones who called him a sahir, a magician. So the Jews in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Nabi Sulaiman, they said Sulaiman was not a Nabi. Sulaiman was a magician. Whatever he got through sihr. Allah Ta'ala revealed ayat wa ma kafara Sulaiman. That Sulaiman never ever got involved in kufr. But there was a thing, and it's a very long incident. We're not going to go in the details of this. There's a website. Friends have opened up, it's called spirituallight.co.za. In there, if you go in the audio series, there's a whole series called Surah Kahf. There's a series called the Palestine series. Years ago. Years ago means when I was young. When I say this, people think, are you old now? I am old. When I was young, then years ago I had time to read all of this. But today, if you listen to it, you'll think like it applies to right now. What's happening in the world? It's nice to know. It's not just a war carrying on. But the point I wanted to tell you is the temple of Solomon. The Christians do not have temples. The Jews do not have temples. And Muslims do not have temples. The word temple is a satanic word. When they speak of the temple of Solomon, you must know they are devil worshippers. Not Jews, not Christians, not Muslims. Because each one of them had their own place of worship. None of it was called temple. Idol and fire worshippers used to have something called temples. So when they're speaking of temple of Solomon, they're not speaking of temple of Sulaiman a.s. They're speaking of the temple of the one who's supposed to enjoy the rule of Sulaiman a.s. That is the jar. That is why when Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam not the one that has been promised in your books? They changed. Then they said no. All along they were waiting for him. They changed. They said no. The one we are waiting for is the son of Dawood. Said, the one we are waiting for is the son of Dawood. No son of Dawood. This is the temple of Solomon. So those people who speak about this, you must understand. That is why we don't call it even Jewish lobby. We call it a satanic lobby. We call it a Dajjali lobby. And this is this move towards this. Whenever they'll call these words. As for the real Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, the real one, here he comes in Surah Naman. The fake one is theirs. That is not a Solomon at all. That is a devil. He can show himself like Isa alayhi salam, but he's the false Isa. He show himself like Sulaiman alayhi salam, the false Sulaiman. With regards to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah gave him and his father a unique kingdom. But what kingdom he gave them? Unique knowledge. In that knowledge, they were able to even understand, ulimna mantiq al-tayr. We can understand the talk of the birds. Dajjal, if you have to ever study his ways and his habits, you will see he got a great habit. He likes to impersonate all the Anbiya. It just thrills him. Like, for whatever reason, you get different jinn with different habits. His habit is he likes to be like Sulaiman alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam in everything. If Sulaiman and Isa alayhi salam used to cure the one who was born blind, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dajjal will make sure he'll cure someone born blind. Yubri'ul akmah. Just arm him, arm him. Yubri'ul akmah. Isa alayhi salam cured the one who was born blind or the one who had sicknesses of the skin. Abras is called. Dajjal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yubri'ul akmah wal abrasa. He'll make sure he'll do it and he'll show the world, see what I'm doing. Sulaiman alayhi salam moved in the skies. With his throne, Dajjal will make sure he'll show the people that I will move and I'll make you move. It's a very long story. But maybe if you hear in those chapters and bayans, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. I will move in the sky, you will move in the sky. And you'll see one sign every aeroplane to show who put you in the sky. Dajjal got Lord Shok. Lord Shok. He got the Shok to be like Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam made one dua. Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. That, O Allah, after me, let no one ever get the kingdom that I enjoy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and Allah accepted this dua. There is indication that Sulaiman alayhi salam made this dua, knowing of the work of a devil who wanted to and one day rule like him. That is why this entire movement that we have today is to create one person so solid, so solid, so strong that he can sit on the throne of Sulaiman and he can be a Solomon. But not a masjid, but a temple. And he can rule over man and jinn. High hopes he had. The Jews in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man who will enjoy power in the skies. They said his head will be in the skies and his legs will be in the bottom of the waters. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately mentioned before that Dajjal is a normal man. But when they said this, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never said that Dajjal will not be so tall. He never said that. Which meant that what you are saying is head in the sky means authority in the sky. Look at the wars of today. Whose authority is in the sky? Then you'll understand what is known as a Dajjali system. Legs in the waters. Look at the wars today and understand whose authority is in the waters. Who bombs from under and bombs from on top. They said, that man is our man. That man is our man. So this entire system has been created with one man behind it. And that's a solid man. But we call him Dajjal. They worship him. They call him the Messiah. They cry for him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu got shocked. Head in the sky. Legs in the waters. Allah tabarakala reveal ayat. Ma hum bi balighi. That they have high hopes, but they are never going to reach where they want to reach. Ma hum bi balighi. Fasta'idh billah. As for you, say, oh Allah, I enter in your protection. I enter in your protection. Scholars of tafsir say this verse was revealed regarding the power of the Dajjal. And Allah Tabarakala said, but where they want to reach, they're not going to get there. They got an entire pyramid. An entire pyramid. If you have to see it on the dollar, you'll see the pyramid. But you'll also see the pyramid is not completed. You will see the incomplete pyramid. It will remain incomplete forever. It will remain incomplete. Ma hum bi balighi. They're never going to get that rule. But they're going to try. As for the real Suleiman, this is the real Suleiman. The message behind it is power. Power. Power can come with appreciation of Allah's favors. Or power can come with self-admiration. Power that comes with appreciation. Suleiman alayhi salam is moving with his armies. Hatta idha atau ala wadi naml. He comes to a valley of ants. One ant speaks and he says, Ya ayyuhan naml. O ants, go into your houses. La yahtimannakum Suleimanu wa junudu. Let it not happen that he and his army comes in this valley and they trample us and we die. Said, you go down, then you won't die. Go down. La yahtimannakum Suleimanu wa junudu. Wa hum la yash'urun. Go in your houses. Allah Tabarakallah has given unique indications in Quran. Must remember this. If ever one day you get the chance to meet those people who built tunnels going underground and they won the war from underground, you'll know of this tunnel, underground tunnels. There's enough of them in the world. You'll ask them, like, whatever gave you all that inspiration to dig and make a whole city underground? Sometimes they'll say, it comes in one narration, that when the people of Sham become corrupt, فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّن ظَهْرِهَا. Normally the meaning of the narration is, when the people of Sham becomes corrupt, بَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ means, the stomach of the earth means death, qabr. Death is better than life. That for you to be underground is better than you to be on top of the ground. That's the normal meaning. Like, when the people of Sham will be corrupt, you rather die. But they said another meaning could have been taken. When the people of Sham will be corrupt, then to have your house underground is better than having a house on top. He said they started building, that's where they survived. Another indication, they said, we take it from here. That when you will get a rule of Suleiman, but there's no Suleiman, Solomon, then the people who will be under that will be like ants. That ant will have to tell the other ants, you better go into your dwellings, otherwise they're going to smash you all. And maybe they took it from there. Wherever they took it, those who built their cities underground survived. Those who built it. Amazing indication of how Allah shows people. When Suleiman alayhi salam came, he had power, but he had appreciation, not admiration. So immediately he stopped his army. He had to explain to them that the ants are scared of us. Look at that. The ants are scared of us. Ants are scared of me and you also. But there are many people in the world who are like ants. And they are also scared of superpowers. And they also shiver with the superpower. But see the difference between a Suleiman and a Fir'aun. A Suleiman will stop even for the ant. And he will smile. And then he will say, Rabbi awzi'ni, Allah, open up my path that I can appreciate the favors you have given me and my father. So much of power, so much of power, that even the ants understand my power. So much of power. And then he told, don't trample these ants. That Allah has not given me the power to understand them except to know who is weak in the kingdom and to avoid harming them. That's Sulaiman. And Fir'aun, power with admiration. There is no one like us. There is no one as powerful as us. We are the mightiest. So what it means? It means crush all the ants. Have no feeling, have no feeling. That's what we see happening in the world around us. When we see that happening on the top, on the ground, me and you also got a choice. I can also be a Sulaiman in my house, and I can be a Fir'aun in my house. For Allah has also given me power over the small child in front of me, over the wife in front of me. I'm also a Sulaiman. I don't have a mighty throne in the sky, but sometimes when you see how people drive, you say you drive like Sulaiman, meaning you fly through the skies. He drives that. He drives with that might. No one like me. When he takes out his card and he swipes it, he's like a Sulaiman. I got money in my account that can buy the country. When he talks, he's like a Sulaiman. He orders, do this, do that. He says, you got power Allah gave you. You got knowledge Allah gave you. May Allah give you the last quality of Sulaiman alayhi salam, appreciation of the favor of Allah. When you will have appreciation of the favor in front of the weak, you will become weak also. Immediately he stopped his army. Hold on. The weak must not be destroyed because of the strong. We will change our cause. We will move on the side. Because this is their place. That is what is called strong with admiration. With appreciation. He said, Allah allow me to appreciate what you have given me and my father. وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. And then I do actions that make you happy. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And I'm worried when I die. Power in this world doesn't mean power in the next world. So as you have given me here, will you allow me there also to enter with your selected servants? This is a Sulaiman. As for a Fir'aun, a Fir'aun gets power and knowledge. And then he forgets that once upon a time he was also helpless. So instead of helping the weak, he pushes down the weak. He turns his eye away from the weak. He rises in oppression. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. What made him rise? Lord, people say power got to the mind. You say power was by Sulaiman. Knowledge came to his mind. Knowledge was by Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun. Knowledge was with Sulaiman. What was the difference between the two? One appreciated. One had self-admiration. One appreciated it came from Allah. And one admired himself. One looked in the mirror and said, Ana, I. And one looked in the mirror and said, Allah. May Allah tawarukala make, this is a surah, surah Naman. In the Taraweeh, it could have been read, maybe it will be read, the 19 Juz. Tonight, inshallah. When you will hear this, the name Sulaiman, immediately this lesson that my surah is telling me, be a Sulaiman, don't be non-Sulaiman. Don't have to be Solomon, be a Sulaiman. Because behind being a Sulaiman, there was appreciation. Power never spoiled him. But behind the devil, behind Fir'auns and Hamans and Qaruns, power, but spoiled him. Sulaiman also had authority in the sky, they also got authority in the sky. Sulaiman had authority in the waters. He had jinnat who had to dive in the waters. They also got authority in the waters. But they are definitely not like Sulaiman. So when they say the temple of Solomon, you will say not Solomon at all. Your Solomon. Your Solomon. Not Allah's. May Allah tabarakallah make. Allah has given us all power. In the month of Ramadan, sometimes you see a person gets very angry. And when he gets angry, he even says, because I'm fasting, you know, my sugar levels go up. That's his dalil. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib was a wali of the time. But he was a Muslim also. Muslim means you call it a spiritual doctor. that the normal doctor checks up your sugar levels. A spiritual doctor checks up your anger levels. Anger levels. Go to hospital, they say, I need to check my anger. Even the nurse will get angry with you. You say, you need to check your anger also. We're both in the problem. Sugar they can see, they can't see anger levels. I need to see my jealousy levels. I need to bring it down a little. I need to see my desire levels. Desire is no problem. Control of desire is a major problem. Some people say, I need to take medicine to increase desire. I haven't ever heard someone saying, you got medicine to decrease desire. That you don't ever hear. But you don't have to decrease desire. But you have to increase the power to control. Because if you can't control your lust, then you're like a wild man in the world. Can't control anger, can't control lust. So some people say, I'm out of control, and especially Ramadan. Ramadan came to teach us how to control. That's when the man gets angry, say, hold me back, hold me back. You say, whole day you held yourself back. You saw food, you held yourself. You saw water, you held yourself. You saw your wife, you held yourself back. Now you see that brother-in-law, and now you say, hold me back, hold me back. I want to punch him. Whole day you held yourself back. You should have learned, I can hold myself. Nabi Sassan said, it's Ramadan, you want to fight? You say, inni sa'im. Inni sa'im means I'm fasting, it means whole day I fasted. Whole day I practiced saying no, and now I can't say no. Then it means I never practiced. The ability to say no. Be a Sulaiman with power. As Rakim Sahib said, the man says, I can't control myself. So he's fighting with his wife, fighting with his wife. He said, I'm going to make mincemeat out of you now. And then someone knocks at the door. Immediately, who's that? But when he goes to see, it's his brother-in-laws. And they're big size. They came from the jump. They came from the military. Suddenly he just forgets everything. And he goes to his wife. He said, I don't know, it's the devil. Even in Ramadan, he came in the house. It's the devil. He always does this. I'll never do it again. I'll never. Say, one second. What made his anger levels come? He took insulin. What brought it down? He found someone more powerful in front of him. That our problem is, we have not seen the power of Allah. So we only see ourselves in the mirror. So say, it's me. Whoever saw Allah's power will be so shy to say, it's me. A slave in front of the king, even if someone praises the slave will feel shy. See a murid in front of his sheikh. The murid in front of the sheikh, if someone praises him, the murid gets scared. Because he knows now that sheikh will sort him out. He tells that person later on, you spoiled it for me. Please don't praise me in front of my sheikh. Now he's making me clean the toilets. That pride is so coming. Finish. Just next time, don't praise me, please. He's worried of the sheikh. When a slave worries of Allah, even when someone will praise you, a cheer will come out. That was the cheer of Suleiman. He smiled. And then he said, oh Allah, let me always appreciate your favors. And let me always do that which makes you happy. And if I got power here, doesn't mean I got power tomorrow. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In your kindness, allow me to enter in your selected servants when I die. Allah Tabarakala, let us take lesson from Quran. وَسَلَّلَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Allah, in the value that you have given to the day of Jumu'ah, in the value that you have given to the time of the Asr to Maghrib, in the value that you have given to a person fasting, especially just before he breaks his fast, for every time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this time is a dua accepted. He said, search for it in the times, they would say, between Asr and Maghrib. Then he would say, just before breaking the fast, O Allah, you yourself, when you spoke about fasting, you said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, that when my servant will ask regarding me, one meaning of regarding me is, that when will my Allah hear my dua? and say to my servant, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am so close to you, especially during the day when you're fasting. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانٌ, that as soon as a person will call to me, I'll accept it. What then do you think of the one who calls unto Allah when one is fasting? O Allah, in the value that you have given to this time, Allah, in the value that you have given to thirst that has been taken upon because of you, Allah, in the value that you have given to a small child hungry because of you, to an old person hungry and weak because of you, Allah, in the value you have given to the dua of a musafir, Allah, in the value that you have given for people who go out in your path inviting to your deen, Allah, you have given so much of value to so much of things, Allah, in the value that you have given to all of, I ask you that you make every one of us your selected servants. Allah, you forgive every one of us. Let us never have to see difficulties, neither in this world, neither in the qabr, neither on the plains of hashr. Allah, in this world, as you have kept us always with comfort. Allah, we ask you till the end for afiyah. Allah, when we see in the world around us, where bombs fall and suddenly a life of happiness becomes a life of cheers. Allah, we see it from far, but we know we will not manage it. Allah, you allowed us to grow up in luxury. You allowed us to worship you in luxury. Allah, in your kindness, let us never ever stop appreciating the kindness that you have shown to us. Allah, we ask you to be able to make shukr for your bounties, and that it never be snatched away from us. La tanzi'anna saliha ma a'taytana. Allah, the good that you have given us, do not snatch it away from us. Allah, the ease that you have given us, do not snatch it away from us. We ask you for afiyah, izza, raha, salamati. Allah, but in this condition of ease, Allah, we ask you that we never ever drift away from you. Allah, with every day passing, let us come closer to you. With every day passing in this environment of ease and luxury, allow us the chance to be able to learn your deen, to be able to study your Quran. We have visited those places where now only a tent has been put up, but the man in the tent, the woman in the tent, they are still happy with your decision. And when someone will ask, how can you be happy with such a condition? They say, in the life of luxury, I never had time for Quran. Now I have opened Quran. Allah, let our condition never be that we have to wait for a tent to make us open Quran. Allah, in the condition of luxury, with a lovely masjid, with lovely carpets, with a lovely environment, Allah, let us turn back towards our deen. Allah, make our rujhan towards our deen. Let our spending be for our deen. Let our living be for our deen. Let our dying be for our deen. Inna salati wa nusuki. Let my every ibadah be for you, O Allah. Let my every sacrifice be for you, O Allah. Wa mahyaya wa mamati. Let my living be for you, O Allah. Let my dying be for you, O Allah. La sharika la. Let me never ever be the slave of anyone but you, O Allah. O Allah, in the blessings of the month of Ramadan, make every one of us the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. Without any reckoning, without any reckoning, without any reckoning. As long as we live, Allah, let us be the khadims of your deen. Let us be the khadims of your Quran. On account of our sins, on account of our mistakes, on account of our errors, Allah, let your anger never fall on us. Allah's karam has always come upon us. Allah, let it continue coming upon us. We are the most deserving of your kindness. We are the most needing of your kindness. Karam is that kindness of Allah which falls upon the one who is not deserving. Allah, we are those people who need karam. For we have no quality within us that demands your mercy. Except that we have the quality that we do not demand your mercy. But karam falls upon the one who is not deserving. Allah, we lift our hands and say, we are that nation not deserving. And we ask now for that karam of yours. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.